Take us with you on your Apple CarPlay or Android Auto through your iHeartRadio app. It's the Morning Rush with Bill Carroll on News Talk 580 CFRA and the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Good morning. It's Thursday. It's a long weekend. Feels like Friday. That is good enough for me. But let's get right to it because do not adjust your set. What you heard right now in the news is true. We are not making it up. It's not a bad connection.
Sound off at 7.
You're doing what with our money now? The school board here in Ottawa, the public school board, has joined with three others across the province to sue Snapchat, TikTok, and Meta. Sue them. You might as well sue the moon to stop the tides. Why do they think this is something they have to take responsibility for? Seriously, how much money and energy are we going to put into this? Suing social media giants because it is rewired our kids' brains. It's changed how they think and how they learn, and that's made their job a lot more difficult. They've had to bring in extra people in order to deal with it, to try to reprogram our children's minds. Well, that's your job. Your job is to educate our children and offset other societal impacts. What is the point of suing TikTok, Meta, Snapchat? You really think that a couple of school boards in Ontario we'll put these behemoths out of business or make them change how they do business? It's not going to do anything. And you know what they're going to say? Well, somebody has to start it. We're going to show leadership here. We're going to lead the way on this and others can join. Well, let me tell you, since you're using my money and PJ's money and Katie's money and you on the 416, your money and your money and your money and your money, let somebody else lead the charge on this. Just focus on what you're supposed to do. Educate our children. If you want to lobby the provincial government to try to do something or the federal government to try to do something, okay, you can advocate on behalf of our kids. But a lawsuit, that's just going to make lawyers richer and all of us poorer. And it's not going to change a thing. Oh, I don't think I'm way out on a limb here. I mean, I feel like I was sitting back, relaxing, listening to the newscast. And I heard it. Oh, Katie sent this to me earlier. And I read the headline. I thought, I was still sleepy. That can't be right. It's got some weird thing there. And then I hear it on the newscast. No, that's really what's happening. We are suing these media giants as if you're going to change the world. I think it's really funny that they're suing Meta. They're basically what? Facebook and Instagram. How many kids are on Facebook? That's right. That sounds like an old person's idea of what social media is. We got to sue Facebook to stop these kids from using the Facebook all the time. Instagram, maybe a little bit more. Snapchat, probably many of them there. And TikTok, it's habitual. And maybe it changes the way your child's brain is wired so that they expect information in a shorter, more compelling kind of way. Well, then, you know, become better teachers. Look at TikTok as a model. If that's how the kids think, then you got to play to that. Because you're not changing the world here. There are jurisdictions like Florida's just passed a law making it illegal for kids under 14 to use social media. I guess you could try that, but that's not a school board thing. This is way above their pay grade. Sound the alarm, absolutely, but spend money on a lawsuit that you know is going to go nowhere and change nothing? Unbelievable. They're not even good at what they're supposed to be doing, especially the public board here in Ottawa. It's been so dysfunctional for so long. And now this is what they're focusing on? Focus on your job, not on this. I'm almost speechless in it. The problem is speechless in this job. It's not a good thing. I gotta say something, but I'm so frustrated. I'm apoplectic almost on this one. If you've been using TikTok and you don't know what that means, it means you're angry to the point of almost being speechless. At least I think. I learned that on TikTok. I gotta tell you though, my son, I can't believe how informed he is on issues in the news. I can't. I'll bring something up to him. Yeah, I heard about that. Now, he doesn't have a lot of detail on it, but I'll say, how'd you learn that? Well, I saw it on TikTok. He's learning something on TikTok. Maybe it's not ideal. Maybe it's not deep enough, but it's a starting point. I don't know. Feels like my 19-year-old is a lot more informed about the world than I was at 19. So there's an upside to these social media companies as well. Suing TikTok, please. 7:16, it's the morning rush. I'm going mad.